早上好。
Well, I thought summertime, most of you will not be here.
夏天了，很多弟兄姊妹没在这儿。
That's why I stopped the disciple making series and I changed the topic today.
今天不讲造主门徒这个课题，我们讲其他的约伯记。
I will start again in September. I will start the series again in September.
九月份我们会继续造主门徒的话题。
Because I thought many of you will not be here today, so I picked a sermon that is very difficult to preach.
因为很多人没有在这儿，所以说我今天讲一个非常难的话题。
I thought maybe half of you will be here, so I can just preach a a little bit tough sermon, and nobody here anyway.
很多人坐都是空着，所以说今天讲一个困难的话题。
But so many of you are still here. So did you take vacation this month? This year?
你们都有假期已经有了吧
？Well, it's okay. So we're going to talk about the book of Job today, chapter 40.
我们今天会讲约伯记的第四十章。
And I think a lot of people, when we have gone through suffering and pain, we usually ask questions why.
当我们面临人生面临苦楚的时候，痛苦的时候，我们经常会问为什么。
I think a lot of people is a logical consequences. And when we are going through painful suffering, we will ask why I have to go through all these things.
当我们面临苦楚的时候，有很多时候有的想为什么？为什么我们要经历这一些
？And usually, especially if you are Christians, brothers and sisters will tell you the following.
当特别是我们做主门徒的，我们经常会想以下这些。
And you might hear people telling you that maybe you have done something wrong in the past. That's why God is judging you.
我们或许会有人告诉你说你做错了什么事儿，所以说神来判断你。
Or someone will say you need more faith. When you have more faith, eventually you will go through this.
或许有人会说你需要更多的信心，这样呢你会更好一些。
And some people say, well, you might not see it now, but this is God's will for your life, so someday you will get that. You will get it.
或许有人会说，哦，这是神在你计划中的一部分，只要你经历或许某一天你会知道为什么。
And someone will say, well, what you go through today, someday you could use it as a testimony to glorify God.
经历之后呢，你会做一个美好的见证。
And even though you hear all those right things, but you still feel very lost and hurt when you go through suffering.
尽管你得到了这些建议，但是你心里还是非常的失落，你不知道为什么。
The book of Job describes a very dramatic suffering of his life.
约伯记描述了约伯在人生中面临的这些非常重大的苦楚。
Now, well, I have to tell you first. The book of Job is not about life journey. You know, someone's born, live a life, and then get old, and then get sick.And then eventually pass away. The book of Job is not about that.
约伯记呢，我们现在这儿首先说一下，它不是关于人生旅途的，从你生老病死，它是关于其他的。
And it's about a sudden event happening to someone who loves God.
它是一件一个关于就非常突然的这些苦难，他。非常爱神，但是非常突然的苦难。
And someone will ask, you know, why God would not stop suffering in our lives?
有很多人会问，为什么神在我们人生中不把这些苦难去除
？Yeah, if there's no suffering, no accident, no illness, wonderful relationships, then we are living in a perfect world. Why not that way?
为什么神不把我们这些苦难死啊，或者是一些非常困难的东西去掉？这样的话，我们的人生会非常的完美。
And I'm not sure this is the best for humanity.
我不确认这是一个非常好的想法。
Well, if you look at the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and 2, Adam and Eve live a very, very perfect world, but they still sin against God.
如果你们看创世纪第一章、第二章的话，亚当和夏娃他们生活在非常一个完美的地方，但是他们还是不遵守神的话。
So let's come to the book of Job. The book of Job talks about suffering of someone who loved God.
我们来看四十章，就是约伯经历这些。
Can you show the first PowerPoint? Okay, this is a very basic belief that we all have.
这个是我们常人常常认为的这些事情。
Especially Chinese people, we have all kinds of religious in our cultures, and we do believe, you know, a good person deserve to be blessed, and a bad person deserve to be punished.
特别是在我们中国人的文化里面，我们常常认为好人有好报，恶人有恶报。
And just a few days ago, I was talking to a non-Christian. He kind of also believed this, you know.Good people deserve to be blessed, and bad people eventually will be punished.
特别是前几天，我跟一个还没有信主的朋友说，他也是这样说的：好人会有蒙福，坏人会受难。
Now the problem is, even Christians believe that.
问题是，即便是我们信主的人，很多人也这样认为。
Deep down in your heart, in your mind, you still believe this is how the world should function.
我们很多的时候通过我们看见的我们一直是这样认为。
That's why we want to be a good Christians because we are hoping God will bless us because when we do good.
这就是为什么我们很多人想做一个好的基督徒，这样的话我们会得到神的祝福。
So automatically you actually believe that if you do things bad, God is going to catch up with you and then punish you.
我们如果做坏事的话会得到神的惩罚。
So this is a basic belief.Even in Job's time, of course.
这是一个非常基础的信，就是在那时候，即便是约伯那时候也是这样认为的。
I think many of our Sunday school teachers know that the book of Job is the first book written in the Old Testament.
约伯记是在旧约里面第一本成书的一本。
And it's earlier than the book of Genesis.
它比创世纪还要早。
The reason we find out that it was written the earliest because it used the very old Hebrew languages.
原因是他用最古老的希伯来文写成。
That means it's a very primitive Hebrew languages that was used to write the book of Job.
他是用希伯来那些已经不再发展的语言来写成的。
That's why scholars believe that this is the first book was written.
所以学者们认为这是圣经里面成书的第一本书。
And some people believe Job was about Abraham's time.
有很多人认为他是写在亚伯拉罕时期。
Even though it's the earliest, I think this book gave us a lot of ideas who God was and who God is at this point.
即便是他非常古老，但是他还是说，神过去、现在是他是什么
？And this book tells us who God is, and at the same time tells us about humanity, about our belief.
这本书写上谁是神，然后也是描述我们信仰的神。
As I will unfold to you that I think the book of Job contains a lot of a very important.Ideas about God.
约伯记也是有很多关于神的这些见解。
And I think suffering, what is suffering? What is pain? I try to use a very simple idea to describe suffering or pain.
用约伯记是用很多的类似的是描述痛苦和困难。
No, I describe what is suffering. I try to describe what is suffering.
牧师会尽量的描述什么是苦楚痛苦。
I think it's a very simple idea. Everybody knows that is that we do not want it.
可能 是非常简单，就是每个人都不愿意要的事情。
Things that happen in our lives that we actually do not want it, and it become a suffering.
在生命中有很多你不想见到、不想要的事情，那你就认为是苦楚、痛苦。
All of a sudden, you find out you have cancer.
Sorry.
All of a sudden, you find out you have cancer.
忽然，如果你在发现有人发现自己有癌症的话
，I think nobody would just you know celebrate, you know, ask everybody come and celebrate that you have a cancer.
忽然你觉得有癌，发现有癌症了
，and you just very feel bad about it, and you feel pain about it, and you're losing hope about it. So something that we do not want happening in our lives.
你就会觉得非常的不好，然后或者是就是说很多的事情你是不想在你生命中出现。
So when you do not want it, you don't feel good about it, and you starting to feel sad, and you know those negative emotions all come out because the events happen to you, you do not want it.
很多事发生在你身上之后，你觉得非常的失望、绝望，或者是痛苦的时候，你就觉得那些是你人生的苦楚。
So it's a describe something happened to you suddenly, unexpectedly. You do not want it, and then you're starting to feel suffering.
而且他们发生在你身上，突然来到的时候，你会很痛苦。这样的话，你就觉得他那些是些苦楚。
So this is exactly happened to the to Job.
这个是就是发生在约伯身上。
And Job faced these similar situations.
类似的情况发生。
If you, how many of you have read the book of Job?
多少人读过约伯记？
Oh, not bad at all. So many people read it.
有些。
And it's very difficult to go through the whole book.
说实话是非常难读的一本圣经。
And because you hear those argument between Job and three friends that he had.
里面有很多关他三个朋友和约伯的一些辩论。
And even the argument is always repeated themselves. It's similar always.
而且他们都很类似。
So you can tell, we believe something that we just insist believing it, and then we just argue between, you know, people.
我们可以想象我们在平时我们的信仰里面，我们有些信的类似的事情，然后我们就一直的辩论。
And people love to read the first two chapters, and then the last few chapters, and then done. You know, this is done.
很多人喜欢读前两章，然后读后面的最后的两章，这样就结束了。
As you know, chapter one, chapter two tell us what happened between God and Satan.
第一章、第二章讲到神和撒旦之间的一些对话。
And you know what happened to the family of Job. The chapter one talks about all his family members, his daughter and son die, and all the possessions were gone.
第一章、第二章也讲，就是约伯的家庭、财物，所有的都失去了。
And then chapter two talk about he has so many illness on his skin, all these things he suffered.
然后还是讲到他有很多的病痛。
And then the friends came and they tried to talk to him about why he has so many problems, sufferings.
然后朋友就来了和他讲述为什么他会有这么多的苦楚。
So they were talking until the last person show up.
他们一直在不断的讲直到最后最后的那个人来了。
And the last person was Elihu, chapter 33.
在第三十三章的时候，就是以利户来到他眼前。
As you can see, they were talking about almost 30 chapters.
你们可以看他们说的三十多章。
And all these friends could not change the mind of Job.
那几个朋友没有能力能改变约伯的心里的想法。
So starting chapter 32, Elihu began to speak.
在三十三章的时候，以利户开始给约伯说话。
We know that the Bible scholars tells us that Elihu was the long distant relatives of Job.
以利户是一个和是约伯的一个远亲。
So he related to Job. At the same time, he was the youngest.
他和约伯有关系，但是他非常的年轻。
And the reason he showed up, I think there's a reason for him to be here, starting to talk.
他来这儿是有原因的。
And I've been thinking about, I'm sure a lot of people thinking about, without Elihu, these four chapters, would the book of Job be completed?
是伊利户来了之后是共有四章，这样就这个。
So what I'm saying is, can we read the whole book without Elihu?
我们可以读这个约伯记但是约伯记中没有出现以利户吗？
Because he tells us a lot about God.
以利户是谈了很多关于神的话题。
So we have five reasons why Elihu show up and his role, his importance in this book.
以利户出现有五个重要的原因。
And the first point that I want to point out that the way he talked about God was not same as that three friends.
以利户谈论关于神的时候，他的方法和前面的三个朋友截然不同。
That three friends, they were arguing with Job with their personal life experience or in those days traditions.What they believe, as I said in the first PowerPoint, you know, how things should work in this so-called world.
前三个朋友是用他们自己的经历以及约伯过去的经历来和约伯辩论。
I will show you later. And Elihu used different angle to see God.
以利户是从另一个角度来和约伯说话。
And so he's different. The second point is he talked about God in a different angle.That's why I want to say. Second point is different angle.
第二，就刚才说的第二点是他从不同的角度来说。
So if you go back to the first PowerPoint, this is like a mechanical reaction. God, you know, just like a pop machine, you press this one, Coke will show up. You pop this one, ginger ale will show up. God would be like that. You know, when people sin, God has to punish people.If you do good, God has to bless you. This is a very basic thinking of God.
有很多的人觉得神就像机械的反应一样。当你按一个按钮的时候，可能是一种饮料出现；当你按另一个按钮的时候，另一种饮料出现。
So the third point why Elihu is important because he tells us that he gives the book a.He gave Job a chance to reply.
第三点是以利户给约伯一个机会来回答。
So if you look at what he said, the first two chapters, he stopped. After he spoke a period of time, he stopped and he said, Job, do you have anything to say?
当说了一段时间之后，他问约伯是不是有一些情况来说。
And we know that Job didn't say anything.
但是约伯没有回答。
And so he went on for another two chapters.
然后以利户就继续说这样就延续了另外的两章。
So number four, why he was important because he helped in his conversation with Job. He tried to help Job to focus on God instead of himself.
第四点非常重要，就是他帮助约伯来注视关注的是神，而不是他自己。
And number five is, of course, in his last conversation, he was talking about the nature, the storm, all these things. He prepared Job to face God.
第五点就是他让也谈到关于这些自然一些东西。这样的话，他帮约伯准备好能够来面临神。
So if you look at the end of chapter 37, he was talking about the storm, about the sky, all these wonderful things, and then.Chapter 38, the Lord show up. Eventually, he's starting to speak.
如果你们看三十七章的话，它主要是讲述神创造的那些自然。然后三十八章耶和华神来到他面前。
So God was speaking in a wild wind, you know. So he was just preparing Job to face God.
这样的话，他是有很好的准备。
So we believe. he played an important role to tell us who God was and then prepare Job to face God.
我们相信他给约伯一个很好的准备。
So, what was the struggles that Job had?
约伯有什么样的挣扎呢？
And during the whole book, you saw him arguing with friends when he was listening to Elihu. Elihu asked him, do you have a reply, all these things? And Job was just silent.
如果你们读这个过程中，你们看他们前面是他和三个朋友一直在辩论。当以利户来到的时候，以利户讲了一些，然后问他有没有回答他，是保持沉默。
Now we believe Job faced these three big problems in his heart.
我们认为约伯有三个方向的想法。
First of all, he think he was a good person.
第一，他觉得他是一个非常好的人。
And he deserved nothing like this.
他不觉得他应该受惩罚。
And the second one is even though in his conversation he admit that sometimes he also sin against God. Sometimes he admit that he sin against God.
他有时他也是承认他有一些和神有一些错误。
You see, if you read chapter 1, God described him blameless. Do you know what that means, blameless?
如果你读第一章的话，你会看到神说他是无可指责的。
Blameless doesn't mean that you're sinless, okay? You sin, but you address it. You fix the problem. For him, he did a sacrifice for his daughter and sons in case, you know, in the party they sin against God.
对，无可指责并不是指的他没有罪，但他也是有的。
So what it means is, when you do something wrong, you make a sacrifice in those days to ask for forgiveness.
当你做的错的事的时候，你做出了一些牺牲。
So that was blameless.
那是无可指责。
So Job was thinking, in case I forgot about making a sacrifice, if I have sinned against God, but I do not deserve such a huge punishment.
他觉得他做了很多的牺牲，这样的话，即便他犯了一个小错，但是呢，他不觉得他会有那么大的惩罚。
So the first point he hold on to say that he was you know I was right good person you know I'm a very good person.
这就是为什么他觉得自称是义人没有罪。
So even though I have sinned, but I don't deserve this huge loss. You know the whole family is gone, and he's all had you know all kinds of suffering on his body.
即便是他觉得他犯了一个小错，他不觉得他应该是有那么大的惩罚，家庭都没有了，财富也没有了，孩子也没有了，身体而且遭虑病处。
You see, the friend that I talked to a few days ago, he also believed this. You know, if I do enough good, should cancel out all the bad things that I do.
几天前我跟一个朋友谈话的时候，他也是这样认为的。
You see, this is a deep inside our mind, our soul that we believe, either I'm a very good person, even though I'm not really good, but I don't deserve such a huge punishment from God. God should know that. You know, I'm trying to do good things to balance out, to cancel out all these bad things that I've done.
很多人就像我们有时在我们心里也是觉得我们都是很好的做的很多好的事，这样的话我们就会如果我们受惩罚的话，我们做这些好事就会把我们应该受的惩罚抵消一些。
Sadly, Christians, we also believe this quietly.
我们做基督徒的，我们心里也是有这些想法。
So the last things that he's very upset was God never show up to explain all these things to him.
最后一件约伯也觉得神应该早就应该出现了。
If you have a Bible, you can turn to chapter 31. Well, if you have a phone, you can turn on your phone, look at the app, Bible app. Chapter 31, that was his last speech.
如果你有圣经的话, 请你打开, 第31章。
So if you look at chapter 31, that was his last speech. You can read it. He's still thinking that he was a righteous person. He did not deserve all this.
31章的话 是约伯最后一次在这个约伯记里说 他始终还是认为他是一个义人 他不是觉得他应该得到这些惩罚
In verse 13 very interesting
在第13节
He said that if I have denied justice to my maidservants and maidservants and they have a grievance against me what will I do when God confronts me So he was talking about indirectly complaining to God. He said, well, I have servants arguing, and I need to come in and solve the problem. But God, you never show up to solve my problem with my friend's argument.
他间接的, 在抱怨说神不来, 如果来的话, 你, 他神会帮助他解决他面临的那些问题。
So he was talking about like his family matter. Actually, he was just indirectly complaining God that he How come you don't show up to solve this argument between me and my friends?
他抱怨神没有出现, 说如果, 没有出现来解决他和朋友之间的这些难题。
So at the end, he still believed that he was right, God was wrong, and somehow he deserved explanation from him.
他始终认为他是, 正确的, 神是错误的, 他觉得神应该给他一个解释。
So he was not really settled down about all these arguments.
他也没有解决那些, 辩论, 那些难题。
That's why, how do we know that he was not happy even with Elihu?
这就是为什么我们觉得他不高兴, 甚至以利户来了之后, 他也不高兴。
As you can, I already told you, Elihu actually stopped after a conversation and then he asked Job, do you have anything to say?
这就是, 以利户当时问他有没有要说的。
And of course, he didn't say anything because he was not convinced by what Elihu said.
显然他没有说任何事, 因为, 他没有被, 以利户说服。
Even though Elihu is speaking in a different angle about God and all this wonderful knowledge that we find out, but Job was still kind of stubborn.
即便是约伯, 以利户从不同的角度来讲述关于神的事情, 但是, 约伯是非常, 顽固的, 他没有被说服。
Now let's look at these few chapters, starting chapter 32 to the next four chapters. Elihu, how he talked about Job, his problem, and then how he responded with a new knowledge of God.
让我们从32章开始, 看看以利户是怎样和约伯谈论关于, 如何面临这些问题。
So it's kind of summary of what Job believed in his heart.
前面是一些关于, 约伯, 怎样认为他自己的一些总结。
So if you look at Elihu's description, he always think that he was innocent. He was, because he was right, he was just. And he was a good person, so these things happened to him, God owed him explanation.
他觉得, 他自己, 非常好, 各方面, 所以说他觉得神, 欠他一个解释。
Look at this one, chapter 34, verses 5 to 9. I said, I'm a righteous. God took my reasoning and then accusing me that I'm a bad person, all these things. So in his heart, he still believed he was better than God because God had made some mistake in his life.
34章那个地方说到, 他也认为他自己是公义的, 他觉得他非常好, 神应该给他一个解释, 他有时甚至觉得他比某些方面他比神还好。
So his conclusion was that there's no point to be a good person because there's no benefit of following God.
所以说他得出结论说, 做一个好人并不好, 因为他做得那么好, 结果是没有得到任何。
You see, many Christians, when we go through suffering, we left the church, we left God, because we believe the same thing.
所以说，当有时我们有些基督徒当我们面临苦楚的时候，他们可能会有一些反应，甚至离开教会。
So the next few ones is similar idea.
下面几处是类似的一些东西。
Job thought that he was smart, he had wisdom, and so he speak the right thing, but Elihu point out that he was not.
约伯认为他自己非常聪明，也是非常的有智慧，但是以利户说他不是。
Okay, now the next few power points, I want you to see how Elihu introduced something new about God to Job.
下面几个是讲述以利户怎样介绍关于神的一些新的关于一些观点。
You see, this is new to the book of Job.
这是在约伯记里面是一些新的观点。
You know, because in those days, people believe God will punish those bad person.
在之前人们都认为神会惩罚一些坏人。
But Elihu told Job, no, it is not true. Actually, God will use different ways to try to change someone.
以利户说那不是正确的。这是因为神想从一种不同的方法来改变我们。
You see, he will use dreams and visions to try to tell people that they are doing something wrong, so turn around, don't go to, you know, destructions.
他用一些梦或者意象一些东西描述，就说什么事情会发生。
And then he said that sometimes God will use illness. People get sick to draw his attention or her attention.
有时甚至会用病痛来帮助人。
So sometimes when we get sick, maybe God truly wants our attention.
有时我们得病的时候，我们神可能就是用这些疾病来帮助你。
And then he talks about, you know, even angels speak for you and for me, and God would love to forgive and turn things around.
甚至天使和你说话来帮助你。
And you see, this is new to Job.
这些对约伯来说都是新的东西。
Because even the three friends never talk like that about God.
前面那几个人是没有说这些事情。
God was trying very hard before he punished people. He would try to turn people around.
神在惩罚人之前会想尽各种办法来帮助他们。
So Elihu is very important in this book of Job because he told us something that was new in those days about God.
以利户在这本书里面非常重要，因为他介绍了一些新的关于我们认识神的一些地方。
And but of course, God was just. He eventually will punish. He eventually will reward those who are doing good. So all these things, but between all this, God will try to change someone.
神最终会给我们一些很好的东西，但是在中间他会用不同的方法来改变我们。
It doesn't mean that he's not just. He is, but he will give us time to repent, so called.
我们神是神是公义的。
God, he is just. So he will give us, even though he's just, he will give us time to repent.
但是神会给我们时间来悔改。
And remember, this is the earliest book.In the Bible,
记住这是在圣经里面最早的一本。
You might know, oh, you said, oh, I already know all these things, Pastor.
你或许会说，哦，我知道那些。
But think about the time of Job. This was new to them.
想一想，这是在那时，在约伯那时，那是非常早的。
And so he continued to talk about how God will. Do things properly under His sovereign will.
我们他继续来讲述神怎样做啊。
And I think this one is very interesting one. Chapter 37, verse 12 to 13.
我觉得是 第三十七章非常有啊有趣。
Well, this year we had a lot of rain in Edmonton. A lot of rain.
Oh, we men
有
很多的雨。
And some people wonder, oh, it's climate change. Everybody knows that. Climate change. Climate change.
Yeah. 当时间改变。
And but you see, even rain, God has a purpose.
即便是下雨，神有他的目的。
And we might not know what that is.
我们即便我们不知道是为什么。
And Elihu wants to tell us that God was in control. He knows what he's doing.
神以利户告诉我们，神控制所有的。
Sometimes we complain too much rain. We could not go out and find, you know.
有时我们抱怨雨水太多了，今年。
And but God had a purpose. He was doing this for another reason.
神肯定有他的自己的原因，他肯定是做其他的事情。
So now it's not working. Is it the end? Okay. So you can see Elihu is trying to tell us something about God in a different perspective.
我们可以看见以利户在从不同的角度。来谈论神。
As I said, now the next 10 minutes is very important. As I said, whatever Elihu said to him, at the end, Job was still stubborn.
我们看见不管是以利户怎样对约伯说，但是约伯还是非常的顽固，坚持自己。
And human language is not enough for him.
人类的语言不足以说服约伯。
So even though he stopped, he said, "Do you have anything to say now that I tell you something about God? You know, new way of looking God." Job said, "No, I don't have anything."
即便是以利户用了许多新的观点来劝说约伯，但是还没有成功。
When he said, "Do you have anything to say?" He was expecting Job will repent. You know, "Oh, I'm sorry, God. You know, I make all these mistakes." No, of course not.
当以利户问约伯是有没有什么话要说的话，实际上他在等待约伯悔改，但是没有。
So at the end, God finally showed up.
在最后，神最终出现了。
So chapter 38, now it's turned for God to speak.
三十八章神开始说话。
So God was talking about the nature too, you know, creation, His power, how He do this, how He does that, you know, all these things.
神开始讲自然和自然的创造。
And then comes to chapter 40, the one that we read today.
然后我们就开始四十章的时候。
You see, chapter 40, God did the same thing. He kind of stopped.And allow Job to speak.
我们看四十章，神做了类似的事情，让也是让约伯说话。
He said, "Do you have anything to say? Anything to answer my questions that I just said in the first, you know, the chapter 38, 39?"
他问约伯说：“你可以说说一些事情吗？你可以回答我的问题吗
？”You see, this not many people understand what this means. This statement that Job said.
我们看这个地方说是第四节地方说我们也不是非常明白他说的什么意思。
Now he said that I'm humble now. I'm humble by what you said.
他说我是卑贱的。
Yeah, I'm very little because you are the creator, so I know I'm very small.
我知道我非常的低，非常的小。
But I'm not convinced.I'm not convinced of what you said.
但是我还是不明白。
Because he said that I have to speak another time. I should close my mouth, but I need to speak one more time.
所以说我把用手捂口，我不知道怎么回答你。
That means the second time you better convince me.
这是指的说你现在来跟我说话，你必须说服我。
The first time Elihu said anything, he didn't say anything. He said, "Do you have anything to say?" He just silenced.
第一次以利户用神的语言给他说话的时候，他是不说什么。
Now this time God spoke, so he gave God some face. You know, then he say something.
这次神给他说话的时候，他还是给神一些脸色看。
So he said, now I'm humble and I know you're big, but you still did not convince me. So I have to speak again.
然后说我是卑贱的，我不能说。
So this you can tell, even up to this point, God was speaking to him, just like God sometimes speak to us. We are not convinced of what happened to us.
我们看即便有神给我们说话。但是有时就像我们还是没有被神说服。
Because when you read the Bible and you know this is what God, who He is and who we are, but you still deep down in your heart, you still feel this is not fair when I go through suffering. You know, this is not fair. This is not, this should not be happening to me.
当我们读圣经的时候，我们知道圣经都是神的语言。我们读的时候，当我们面临困苦的时候，我们读，即便是读，我们还是觉得我们。心里愤愤不平。
So Job was not convinced, even though he already brought down, he was humble, but he was not repenting.
即便约伯在那时候，他觉得自己很自卑啊，给神说表现出了这些，但是他还是没有悔改。
And then I think something happened between chapter 40 to chapter 42, and God spoke again, of course.
四十章到四十二章的时候，神又开始说话。
I think, something happened to Job.
那时就有事情发生。
I think two things happened to him.
两件。
And all of a sudden, he heard about Elihu talk about, God used vision and dreams to change people, try to give them an opportunity to repent all these things.
我们也说过以利户和神给他说话这些问题。
And I believe Job eventually find out something when he was listening to God.
最后约伯发现有一些方法能够倾听神给他说。
When I think of Job and his friends, I think even though it was the earliest book written, Job was just like a Pharisee.Job was like Pharisee.
我们在早期约伯就像
Pharisee.
Pharisee. 法利赛人。
They just follow certain belief.
他们就是
觉得 follow certain belief. They don't change.
有特定的认识。
So their thinking about God is just stuck. They think God is like that.
他们看神只是从那些一直紧跟的那些。
Even though Elihu tried to tell him God is not like that, God is much bigger.
神不只是那些窄的那些视线，但是神是非常宽广的一些视线。
But he refused to accept that.
但是约伯是拒绝那样看。
Time is up. I just want to close with a few points.
想继续虽然时间很紧，想继续介绍下面几点。
So when I talk about these few points, I hope you will get what I want to say about God, about Job.
希望下面几点能够有更深的认识。
The book of Job is not about why we suffer.
约伯记不是讲述我们为什么会面临痛苦。
You will never find the answer in the book of Job.
我们永远不会从这里面得到答案。
At the end of the book, you know that God never told Job what happened, the conversation he had with Satan.
在后面我们会有一些神和约伯的对话。
At the end, God never explained.
他也没有解释为什么。
Never told Job what happened between him and Satan, God and Satan.
Yeah, 没有解释为什么。
But the book of Job is pointing to who.
但是他指向谁能够解决这些问题。
Talks about God instead of why.
讲述是神。而不是为什么有痛苦。
The second point I think this book tells us is God has power to change lives.
第二点是说神有能力帮助我们 改变我们的生命。
Because if you look at chapter 40, verses 1 to 14, and God was telling Job that, you know, can you humble someone that is very arrogant?
我们如果看一到十四节的话，神给约伯一个非常
And he talks about what he could do and actually the power of change someone's mind.
一个非常大的鼓励就是我们怎样能够改变生命。
And then he talks about the hippos and the crocodiles.
他谈论到河马和鳄鱼。
As I said, starting chapter 40, something happened to Job.
四十章有事情在约伯身上发生。
I think two things happened to him that at the end he repent.
有两件事所以说他悔改。
The first one is easy to, because hippos and crocodiles, according to the scriptures, they were living near the river of Jordan at that time.
在那时河马和鳄鱼生活在约旦河里面。
That means Job actually saw those animals with his own eyes.
约伯通过他自己的眼看着那两样巨大的兽生活在那个水里面。
So,No matter the friends, the three friends, or Eli who talk about creation, even including God, talk about creation, all these wonderful things, that was not really he could see in his eyes, everyday lives.
即便是他以前的朋友或者是神说这些创造天地，他真正没有看见的时候，他没有。
The second point, I think this is important.
第二点是非常重要。
God became personal.He actually came to talk to Job.
神亲自的来到他眼前给他说话。
You see, he had a personal suffering.
我们看他有一个自己的一些苦楚。
If you go back to chapter 2, the book of Job,
如果我们回到第二章，
you will see that chapter 2, verses 3 to 5.
第三到五节。
And this was the second time Satan came, and meaning the daughter and the sons already dead, all the possessions were gone. So Satan came come again, and God said, "You look at this blameless, fear God, strong to evil," and he was holding on to his integrity. That's how he described Job.
神那时候神和撒旦之间的对话，他描述神他描述约伯是一个非常完整的人。
So Satan said, skin to skin, if you hurt him personally, he is going to forsake you.
撒旦说，如果是你亲自的去破坏他，他会
Because everything happened.It's around him. It's about his son, his daughter. It's nothing about himself. It's not personal. The suffering is not personal.
因为他之外的东西，他的孩子的财产不是他自己。
So Satan go further and say, skin to skin. If you're going to hurt him, he's going to abandon you. He's going to walk away from you, God.
如果是你从他破坏他自己的话，他会离弃你。
So in chapter 40 and chapter 41, 42, Job realized God actually came to him in person, talking to him. Instead of Elihu talking about, you know, somebody, God had a vision for them, but now it's personal. He came actually talk to me, trying to change my heart.
四十到四十二章我们看见约伯认识到神亲临来解决他的问题，所以说他认识到他决定悔改。
All of a sudden, all this knowledge about who God was and who God is become personal.
其他的一些知识现在都变为他自己。
Because God would say Job was suffering.I mean, in his body. Now God actually come and speak to him in his person and saying that, I want you to repent. I want to convince you.
他自己身体 经历苦楚，神这时来到，神告诉他，他神让他改变。
You see, all these things remember, help me to remember what Jesus did on the cross. Help me to remember what Jesus did on the cross.
我们想到耶稣在十字架上。
You have to make your own decision to accept Christ.
我们必须是自己做出自己做出决定。
Your children cannot be Christians because you are Christians.
我们是基督徒。
God became very personal. When we go through suffering, He came to help Job.
当约翰当约伯有苦楚的时候，神亲临到他自己。
And this story also reminds me something about very interesting Genesis. Because when God spoke about Job, He said that in chapter 2, he still hold on to his integrity. What does it mean?
当神亲自给他说话的时候，约伯还是保持他自己的完整。
And I look at the Hebrew language, integrity meaning perfection, close to perfect, you know, perfect.
我看希伯来文的时候，看查这个完整它是意思是非常的非常非常的完整。
So as soon as I find that word meaning perfect, I was thinking about immediately thinking about Adam and Eve.
当我看见这个意思是非常的完美的时候，我们一下想到过去创造的
Adam and Eve failed the test.
亚当是失败了。
And they sinned against God.
他也是犯了罪。
But I think this book tells us it's different. Job, I think that was one of the reasons, I believe one of the reasons why God mentioned Job to Satan.
这就是为什么神提到这些。
He was close to perfect, and God allowed him to test Job.
神约伯是接近完美，所以说神要测试他。
But this time was different.
这次是不同。
Job won the battle. He did not forsake God.
约伯要和神争执。
He eventually repent and change his heart toward God.
他最终是决定悔改。
And I think the book of Job also tells us that we don't have to like the wife said, curse God and just die. Told Job.
我们
And we don't have to curse God when we suffer. We have a choice.
我们有自己的选择。
And I think the book of Job tells us there's a freedom to make choices.
这书告诉我们说，我们有自己的心意来做决定。
Because Satan said, once you hurt him, he is going to forsake you. He is going to abandon you.
当你做决定的时候，他会放弃。
But at the end.Job did not abandon God.
但是最后约伯没有放弃神。
We can make this freedom of choice. We can make our choice to follow our Lord Jesus.
我们可以自己做出决定来跟随耶稣基督。
God doesn't have to punish all these so-called bad people right away.
神不是非得要立即处罚这些坏的。
And he chose to give people a chance to repent.
他给这些人给我们一些机会，
让我们悔改。And he provided Jesus Christ for us.
他给耶稣基督到我们面前。
So we can choose to repent and follow him.
我们可以选择悔改
跟随他。God is a very personal God.
神是一个非常
That's why he came to talk to Job.
神是一个非常亲临的神围到我们。
Even though Elihu already told Job that this is what God does.
即便是以利户以前告诉约伯说那些东西。
But that was not personal because he did not see that.
但是那是不是他神自己来说。
But now he saw, he actually, when God was talking to him, I think he realized, finally realized God was trying to help him.
他最终认识到约伯是认识到神正在努力地帮助他。
So I think this, the last point, time running out, last point.
最后一点。
Mysteries belong to God.
最后说神这些有些
mystery,
秘 有些
mystery
神秘密属于神。
We don't know all, we have no all the answers. We don't have all the answers.
我们不可能发现所有的关于神的。
Because he is God, we are not.
因为他是神。
And I just hope that this book.As I said, tells us a lot about God in the early stage of human history.
这本书是讲述关于神的
So as the Old Testament unfold, New Testament unfold, we see God was a gracious God. He always gave us opportunity to repent.
不管是在旧约和新约里面，我们都看到神给我们很多的机会，让我们悔改。
He loved each one of us just like he loved Job. He came to talk to him and try to help him.
我们都是就像以利一样来到他的面前。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we want to give you thanks for the book of Job.
神，我们感谢你给我们这本书来看。
Even though it was the earliest, the first book was written in the Bible.
即便是它是最早的一本圣经里面说。
But this book already lay out the basic foundation of who God is and who we are and how He relate to us.
它给我们这样关于你是你的启示。
And Lord, we just pray that we will have this understanding that you love each one of us, even though in the midst of suffering.You care for each one of us.
神啊，我们真是即便我们经历痛苦，但是我们知道你一直爱我们。
Lord, we thank you for your love and thank you for the love of our Lord Jesus Christ who died on the cross so that we have opportunities to turn around and just like Job said, I repent.
神，我们感谢你让我们能够有我们的主耶稣基督感谢你的爱，让我们能够转向耶稣基督，我们悔改。
Lord, we pray that even though we during the suffering, we ask why a lot.
当我们面临苦楚的时候，很多时候我们问你为什么。
Lord, we just pray that the time will come, we will say, God, I trust you.
神啊，我们祷告就是当苦楚来的时候，我们会问神，我们相信你。
And pray that the book of Job will give us some insight of who God is and His love for us.
我们求神通过这本书，让我们能够有更多的看见。
We thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.